You can now all introduce, right, because you're so nice, 7'2½" John Anderson for Jason Wilde.
Jason Wilde, I am so happy you are on this show right now because I know that you're going to lend some sanity to this conversation.
It's a big ask.
Yep, but that's the faith I have in you, much like I do in some of the Packers who are there. Give me the Apollo 13 assessment. What do we have on this ship that's good?
Great reference, first of all. I love that movie. It's so well acted and so well written. I think it's hard to say right now. We got Ken Mattingly inside right now in the orbiter working on the various different things, yep, trying to figure out how much amperage he's got to work with. I was just talking to Waddle and Sylvie on our sister station in Chicago, and as I said to them, look, the three names, because we know Micah Parsons' season is over, the three names that I'm concerned about are the three names that belong to guys that were injured in the same game as Micah Parsons, but whose injuries were overshadowed by Micah Parsons. That's Zach Tom at right tackle, obviously Christian Watson. He has listed it with both a chest and a shoulder injury. And Evan Williams, who has been playing some of the best football of anybody on that defense. And this is going to completely screw up my plans for my game day story on channel3000.com. So, look, those three guys are integral to what they do. Now, they're short at tight end. Obviously, they lost Tucker Kraft earlier in the year. Now Josh Wiley had the concussion in the game on Sunday, so that's a concern as well. Lucas Van Ness is another one of the non-participants on the rundown. I would presume that is he played 22 snaps, which, I mean, the guy had played like 6 snaps in one game out of the previous 8 weeks. So I'm assuming they would have rested him under any circumstances today. Marshawn Lloyd, they're not getting him back. I mean, I don't know. I have never, ever seen a player with worse injury luck than this guy, who was, again, starting to practice from a calf injury, getting ready to return. He's played in one game since he was drafted in the third round in 2024. Now he's got a hamstring injury. He will take another medical redshirt for the second straight year, and that's not a big deal except for the fact that you've got your running back, the guy who carries the load for you, who had 2 touchdowns in Josh Jacobs, dealing with this knee, and now he's got an ankle on top of it, according to the injury report. You know, we talked to Josh for about 15 minutes today. Josh said, if it's up to me, I'm playing, but I think it's probably going to have to be maybe not to the degree of the old Sterling Sharp, not practice all week, play on Sunday with that turf toe in whatever that was, 92, 93. But it's going to be along those lines. Like, they're going to have to rest him all week, try to get the swelling down in his knee, and then have him be ready for Saturday night, and then do the same thing next week.
Listen, Homer played taps the other night. Why are we doing any of this? Why don't we just shut everybody down that's a little hurt and just cruise into next year? Why are we even trying next week?
I'm picking them 2-1 in their final 3 games. How about you two?
This
is about
taps.
This week. Yes, they have no chance to go to the Super Bowl. They have no chance to go to the NFC Championship game. The standard that everybody wished for is gone. Yes, I said that, and I agree 1,000%.
We talked about this, though. We talked about this on Sunday night.
I thought
you came around.
No, I did not. Not on going this far. That's
right, but you came around on the idea that there's still incredible value,
yes,
in winning the division,
yes,
and getting a home playoff game, and
yes,
and making the NFC divisional round,
yes,
and hey, who knows?
No,
but
we know.
You get the right matchup in the NFC divisional round, and you play the right team, and you have one of those kind of moments. If Love were to have, you know, kind of his Rodgers in Atlanta moment in 2010, you find yourself in the NFC Championship game.
Why do you have to go this far?
No business.
This is like being a homer. Why do you have to go this far? That's not possible, Jason, and you know it.
I don't think that's impossible. I am And look, and beyond, like I told you this on Sunday night, they're, in my opinion, they're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to make it there. They're not going to win it. If I am in Santa Clara, California in early February, then I will walk, parade around the media room saying, I said this would never happen. I was 1,000% wrong. Just like I was on the media bus on my way to Super Bowl.
Just so you know, I have an airline ticket from Southwest for the Super Bowl that morning, and I am canceling that.
Well, why don't you wait until they're eliminated?
Because I want everybody to know. I think it'd be stupid to have it now. At the time, no. Up until all these injuries, no. Now, yes.
I understand you are who you are. I want to make it clear that I am agreeing with you. I don't think you can, like everyone that, and Tausch kind of got after folks for this too on our show yesterday, and rightfully so. This is not 2010. They did not lose, and this is not to disparage Tausch or Ryan Grant or Nick Barnett or any of the guys that suffered injuries during that Super Bowl team. But they did not lose their best player on offense and their best player on defense, excepting the quarterback. They lost Tucker Kraft. They've lost Micah Parsons. You do not make it to Super Bowls losing your star on each side of the ball. So, but again, my issue with fans, which I tried to explain to you on Sunday night, was the people that just want to play taps and call it a year and say, well, what the hell's the point if you're not going to go to the Super Bowl? Like, how you finish seasons, how you build into the future matters. The first time, and I've said this a bunch since then, but the Micah Parsons trade was not a rental of CC Sabathia to try and win the, 2011 World Series, 2008 World Series, whatever year that was that the Brewers got Sabathia. We knew it was a rental. This was not that. This was acquiring him to be a stud for the next 4 years and to go win a Super Bowl during that window. Would they have loved it to have been this year? Yes. Could it have been this year if Tucker Kraft and Micah Parsons are not the people that get, like, can they win without Devontae Wyatt? Absolutely. But I just don't think they can get to where they want to go without either of those players. And I thought, hey, maybe because of what Parsons and what the defense were doing, and with the way Christian Watson came back even better than I thought he was before the injury, maybe they could survive. Maybe they could get there. Like, I don't know any – I don't want to tell Packers fans how to behave, but if you weren't sitting there after the Packers take a 23-14 lead in Denver over a team that's won 10 in a row and is probably going to be the number one seed in the AFC, if you weren't sitting there going, hot damn, this team could be a Super Bowl team, because I was thinking that, and I'm not even a fan who's clouded in his judgment by his love of the team. That's what I was thinking. And then everything, I don't want to swear on the radio, went to crap, right? Watson gets hurt on the interception. Parsons tears his ACL with 55 seconds left in the third quarter. The guy that had 8 interceptions last year drops not one but 2 potential interceptions in Xavier McKinney. And yet, this team is still within 8 points after Parsons' injury and squanders opportunities. The quarterback throws another pick behind Dontayvion Wicks. Like, despite all the things that went wrong, they still had 2 opportunities to go tie the football game with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. So I'm so fascinated, and I'm excited to cover the game in person because you guys know I don't travel much anymore. I'm excited to go down to Chicago. I'm excited to see how this plays out because is there going to be that kind of one-game bump of win one for the Gipper? I don't know. But if you had to hand pick a game for them to play after losing Parsons, obviously you need some of these other guys on the injury report to be healthy, but this would be the game you would pick.
I was, by the way, next time we're going to get the cot with some restraints because sometimes we get up off the cot.
You don't know, that's known as the salty John Anderson. Go ahead now, 7.5.
I was more troubled by anything, Jason, in this game that the team seemed to lose its composure in the wake of these things happening.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. Mm-hmm. that there was some adversity and they just did not handle that as well. They just ran around crazy. Like, where do you suppose LaFleur starts? Cause I think he's culpable in that too and guilty of it. Where do we go that we just sort of let's go ahead and just, instead of losing our heads while all about theirs, or keeping our heads while all about them are losing theirs.
Yeah, and look, let's call it what it is. I thought Matt LaFleur did too, right? That challenge the challenge flag he throws was galactically stupid. He's better than that. I thought he had put that kind of stuff behind him. I thought that was a throw the flag in frustration or panic or losing our blank. Because mm-hmm. we've lost Micah Parsons, right? We did not, Jordan Love did not talk today, even though today was a theoretical Wednesday. Tomorrow is the, in fact, Wednesday, even though it's a theoretical Thursday, he's going to talk tomorrow. But like, I really want to kind of explore with him the dividing line between, I have to up my game because our offense is going to have to do a little bit more now without our star defensive end, and if I try to do too much, I'm going to start making really stupid mistakes. And how do you balance that? Because, you know, again, it's whether it's fair or unfair, every time you ask a question about the quarterback, LaFleur always wants to say, well, it's about not just about him, it's about all 11, but he's the guy who's got control of the offense on every play, touching the ball. And he needs to, you know, I'm not saying he has to elevate it a lot, right? I think he's played really well. Again, first half of that game, until the interception on the Watson throw, which I didn't even think was that bad of a throw. I guess it was a little underthrown, if I'm being critical. I think he's played a damn good season. And so, but they're going to need, everyone has to just do a little bit more. And I will say this, and I'm, after I'm done with you guys and Jim, Matt, and Molly, and Madison, I have to transcribe our conversation with Rashawn Gary. And I got, you know, I don't have anything personal against Rashawn Gary. I was a little surprised. You know, he said, I just have to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm having a great season. I have to do my 111th. And that response surprised me because I would have thought his attitude was, look, I got to pick up my game. You know, without Micah, these guys are looking to me and I have to deliver for them. And I feel that responsibility. And you know, again, everyone approaches things differently. I'm curious to see what their pass rush looks like because I do think, and I mentioned this to LaFleur in our press conference today, like, remember, this team was preparing for this season and thought it was a Super Bowl team with its defense in its current form, meaning without Micah Parsons. The trade was on August 28th. And so, you know, we're going to talk to Jeff Hafley later in the week too, and I'm eager to ask him. Look, what did you not have to do without giving the X's and O's of it? What did you not have to do because you got Micah Parsons? That now with the simulated pressures and the blitzes and everything else, what are you going to have to do now that you don't have?
That is a great question. Thanks, Jason. I know Jason Woolley Enterprises has you doing other stuff. Thanks.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
All right, Jason Woolley. Now, 7'2½", John Anderson. Is this rude if I say Marshawn Lloyd would get hurt playing checkers?
It's I don't know if it's rude. It's probably piling on to a man that already is hurt. But you know, listen, Watson gets hurt as much as anybody. He just plays once in a while just enough to tantalize you, and then he goes down.
You need to apologize to Christian Watson for putting him in any category with Marshawn Lloyd. For all we know, Marshawn Lloyd has been dead the last 2 years. Next.